No one will face criminal charges in connection with a refinery explosion that killed 7 Tesoro workers in Anacortes. The Justice Department is closing its 4-year-long criminal investigation. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
In a Friday afternoon press release, the Justice Department said the evidence did not reach the exacting bar for criminal prosecution. Lou Janz was one of 7 Tesoro employees killed by the blast. Gordon Janz is his brother.
Tesoro got off easy. Yeah, they got off real easy.
Equipment at the refinery had gone for decades without being inspected for the type of corrosion that caused the explosion. That's according to federal safety investigators.
The only way these things are going to change is if people in those jobs who are in charge of those inspections and whatnot are held criminally responsible for not doing their jobs.
Tesoro declined to be interviewed. A crisis communication consultant for Tesoro released a statement. It said the company appreciated the diligent investigation and was pleased with the decision. Steve Gary works at the Anacortes refinery. He's head of the United Steelworkers local.
We believe people will continue to be killed and seriously injured in these plants somewhere within this industry until regulations are improved.
Gary says union members are frustrated but not surprised by the outcome.
It's very unusual for senior executives, managers, and other people like that to be held accountable under some type of criminal statute in disasters like this.
State regulators hit Tesoro with a $2 million fine back in 2010. The Department of Labor and Industries said Tesoro had willfully violated workplace safety laws 39 times. Tesoro has held that fine up in appeals court for nearly 4 years. So far, the appeals judge has knocked more than two-thirds off the Texas Oil Company's fine. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.